19.
To every discerning and illuminated heart, it is evident that God, the unknowable essence, the divine being, is immensely exalted beyond every human attribute, such as corporeal existence, ascent and descent, egress and regress. Far be it from his glory that human tongue should adequately recount his praise, or that human heart comprehend his fathomless mystery. He is, and hath ever been, veiled in the ancient eternity of his essence, and will remain in his reality everlastingly hidden from the sight of men. No vision taketh in him, but he taketh in all vision. He is the subtle, the all-perceiving. The door of the knowledge of the Ancient of Days being thus closed in the face of all beings, the source of infinite grace, according to his saying, his grace hath transcended all things, my grace hath encompassed them all, hath caused those luminous gems of holiness to appear out of the realm of the spirit, in the noble form of the human temple, and be made manifest unto all men, that they may impart unto the world the mysteries of the unchangeable being, and tell of the subtleties of his imperishable essence. These sanctified mirrors, these daysprings of ancient glory, are one and all the exponents on earth of him who is the central orb of the universe, its essence and ultimate purpose. From him proceed their knowledge and power. From him is derived their sovereignty. The beauty of their countenance is but a reflection of his image, and their revelation a sign of his deathless glory. They are the treasuries of divine knowledge and the repositories of celestial wisdom. Through them is transmitted a grace that is infinite, and by them is revealed the light that can never fade. These tabernacles of holiness, these primal mirrors which reflect the light of unfading glory, are but expressions of him who is the invisible of the invisibles. By the revelation of these gems of divine virtue, all the names and attributes of God, such as knowledge and power, sovereignty and dominion, mercy and wisdom, glory, bounty and grace, are made manifest. These attributes of God are not and have never been vouchsafed specially unto certain prophets and withheld from others. Nay, all the prophets of God, his well-favoured, his holy and chosen messengers, are without exception the bearers of his names and the embodiments of his attributes. They only differ in the intensity of their revelation and the comparative potency of their light. Even as he hath revealed, some of the apostles we have caused to excel the others. It hath therefore become manifest and evident that within the tabernacles of these prophets and chosen ones of God, the light of his infinite names and exalted attributes hath been reflected, even though the light of some of these attributes may or may not be outwardly revealed from these luminous temples to the eyes of men. That a certain attribute of God hath not been outwardly manifested by these essences of detachment doth in no wise imply that they who are the daysprings of God's attributes and the treasuries of his holy names did not actually possess it. Therefore, these illuminated souls, these beauteous countenances, have each and every one of them been endowed with all the attributes of God, such as sovereignty, dominion, and the like, even though, to outward seeming, they be shorn of all earthly majesty.